So you missed all the fun and frivolity at the little company party on the rooftop at the Wayfarer. And I hope you at least made amends with your girlfriend, man.
Well, George, you know, sometimes you got to make a decision.
Yeah.
Who do you want to be more mad at you? Your person you sleep with or the people that you work with?
Yeah. I mean, no offense. I mean, we weren't really going to be mad at you one way or another.
Right. Make a difference. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I felt like when I saw the pictures on social media, everybody looked so good. Everybody was dressed up so nice. I thought to myself, I received the invitation, but no one said anything like, hey, you should really all be there, or hey, we're all going to go, so make sure everybody's there.
Yeah. Wait a second. Yeah. So now you're one of these people that we have to tell you, like, hey, make sure you're there. Like, you can't just get an invitation and decide for yourself?
Makes sense.
Yeah, actually, yes, George. Yes, everything you just said, yes. Yes. If you really need me to be somewhere, or if you really want me to be somewhere, like, be a little forceful for me, if you don't mind.
I mean,
you know?
I don't know. I feel like we're all adults here. We all can make decisions.
Well, I mean, listen, in terms of number of years on the planet, in terms of responsibilities, yes, we are adults, but there are parts of our personalities, in my case in particular, where I just need a little nudge.
Yeah, you know? And by the way, speaking of nudge, we'll get to the lack of nudging that was done by the Lakers front office during this trade deadline in a moment. But, Lindsay, like, you don't need someone to tell you, hey, I'm going to this thing, we're all going to this thing. Like, if you wanted to go somewhere, you would go, yes?
Yeah, that's exactly what I did. And, I mean, I assumed that everyone else was going, you know?
Really?
Yeah.
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 Your assumption was just everybody was going.
Yeah.
How come?
Because I feel like if there was any hesitation, people would be like, talking about it more, like, are you going? I don't know if I'm going to go. I haven't decided yet if you're, you know. But I think it was just like a foregone conclusion. Everyone was going.
Well, wait. But on the flip side, though, there was nobody having the other conversation. It was, hey, I'll see you tonight, right? Because you're going, right? Like, I'll see you there. You're going to go? So there wasn't, like, the conversation of, hey, we're not going. But there also wasn't the conversation of, hey, I'll see you tonight. We're all going. So I just didn't feel like I knew that anybody was going. Kind of feel a little left out. Well, little FOMO, I mean, as a matter
wait,
of fact.
I talked to nobody ahead of time. I just assumed everyone was going.
Oh.
Yeah, Laura, how about you? You don't need nudging to go anywhere. I mean, I feel like.
Right.
That is true. No, Cap, I saw the email and I was like, oh, I should RSVP. And I did. I wasn't sure if I was going to go because of work.
Right.
But, you know, we all went. We all were here. We all did.
Yeah, I didn't know who was going to be there.
Yeah.
I knew that Chris would be there. Okay. Because I talked to him. He was the only person I actually talked to about it.
Okay, so Chris was there. Boss Amanda was there.
Everybody was there, man.
Right.
Laura,
well, she was going to be there because she's a boss. Of course she's got to be there.
Right. But you were literally the only person not there aside from
Mason and Ireland. But Ireland had a real excuse. He was in Portland.
Exactly.
So.
I don't really have that excuse of Portland. And what was Mason's excuse? Did he have a good one?
He doesn't want to get sick before the game.
Yeah.
And I said, but we were outdoors.
Yeah, me too. That's mine. Me too.
No, that's not yours.
I'm paranoid.
You're paranoid, yes. You are paranoid because you are terrified your girlfriend's going to break up with you.
Pretty much, yeah. And because I was told that A, I'm not romantic, and B, she's accustomed to that. Somebody sent me a tweet and said, when your girlfriend tells you something that she doesn't like about you and that she's accustomed to that, that means you're on the verge of being broken up with. And
I mean, it's not good. That's
well,
for sure.
I totally agreed. I mean, I had to look in the mirror. You know, I'm starting with the man in the mirror.
So what did you do real quick? Actually, you know what? Save that. Let's save that for the next segment.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Let's save what you actually did at your dinner for the next segment. Let's, you know, hopefully you did more than the Lakers front office today because, now look. This shouldn't be a huge surprise. You and I talked about this yesterday during the show for our 90-minute sprint that, you know, you asked me straight up, like, do you think the Lakers could do anything? And I said, no, I don't. I mean, I'm not an absolutist, so I left like a 1% chance of something happening. But no, I didn't expect anything to be done. Maybe like one of those marginal things like, hey, DeAndre's not here or something like that. But that was it. And nothing happened. And this is coming off LeBron literally saying yesterday after a loss to a Portland team that was like, I don't know, half the roster basically,
right,
and no Russell Westbrook. AD didn't take a shot in the fourth quarter. LeBron was trying to do everything himself because no one else was helping him. And he ended his postgame by saying, like, he feels like he's in a fog. He just needs to go have a glass of wine and go to bed.
Right. He's exhausted. Hey, LeBron, news for you, man. We're all exhausted, you know? Like, I don't have to run up and down the floor. I don't have to get treatment and do all the stuff you got to do. But I'm exhausted. This team is emotionally exhausting to its fan base, to the media surrounding it. And clearly, it's become emotionally exhausting to LeBron. I kind of feel like LeBron is on the verge of saying, maybe not publicly, but at least internally, this season's over. We're not going anywhere. I might as well check out. I mean, he's still going to play. He's still going to score. But I know this thing's over. This season, yeah. Where are they going?
We talked about it yesterday. Yeah. Remember, like, his postgame the previous game.
Right.
I told you. I have covered LeBron James for 12 years, okay? Like, I mean, I didn't cover him the first stint in Cleveland, but like, covered him closely for the last 12 years, okay? And what I would say to you is this, very simply. That is as close to a concession that as you will ever get from LeBron James.
Yeah.
You saw two nights ago.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he's waving a white flag. He's right. And it's just, honestly, it's I have to just say it. I'm going to just come out and say it.
Say it. Say it. I want to hear it. Hold on. Let me get ready. Hold on.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Take a listen to this.
Move some stuff here. Put my feet up.
Yeah. Take a listen to this. Relax. Right, go ahead. Just get loose here for a second.
Yeah, I got taking a load off. Yeah, go ahead.
This is freaking embarrassing. Now, that's no revelation, but let's all say it. This is a LeBron James basketball team with his right-hand man, Anthony Davis. And we've all been focusing so much on Russell Westbrook and what he can't hit a shot. He doesn't want to take a shot. The guy doesn't defend. He's not in the game. And then he's crying about it, and airing out the coach in press conferences. There's no Russell to blame last night. LeBron James and Anthony Davis, regardless of who the other three guys are that are on the floor, they couldn't beat this Portland team last night, especially coming off the beatdown that they took at the hands of the Milwaukee Bucks the night before. This is embarrassing for LeBron James.
It is certainly embarrassing, and it also, I mean, again, I don't want to say completely dispels because it's just one game, but it certainly doesn't help the notion of addition by subtraction, right? That there are people in the organization that just felt, hey, if you just subtract Russ, it would be better.
Right. And they had the chance last night, right?
Right. I mean, granted, only one game, so we shouldn't overreact to that either. But for one game, that didn't look like it was the case.
But George,
so that doesn't help that notion.
George, one game. Okay, hey, look, here's I'm LeBron right now. Hey, yeah. Guys, look, there's no Russ tonight, okay? Yeah. And everybody's been putting it on Russ, and Russ is complaining about not knowing the lineups, and Russ doesn't even call the coach by his name or call him coach, calls him him. Russ is a figure in our locker room that has not provided what we wanted him to provide. Okay, fine. Well, guess what? Good news. He's out tonight. So let's go out there and let's be the team we can be when we don't have this distraction of this player making this much money who can't do anything. And they went out last night against an inferior opponent that, for the most part, was missing all of their main pieces, and they laid an egg again. It's unbelievable to me.
It's awful.
That they are this bad.
This is, for this team, rock bottom.
Well, it's funny you say that, because how many times have we thought that during the season? There was
right.
a time two
right.
weeks
we,
ago.
We thought it could get worse.
Right.
Yes.
It was Monday, January 17th. They beat Utah 101-95. That
right.
day, what did we say? Best win of the year.
Yeah.
Then on Wednesday, January 19th, they came back and they lost to Indiana 111-104. This
right.
was at home, and we
right.
were like, rock bottom.
No, but you forgot the one before that, which was Denver, when they lost to Denver by 30-something points.
Yes,
that
that's
was
right.
what we thought was
37 points. That's right, and that was at the end of a three-game losing streak.
Right. So maybe it could get worse, but I don't know how much worse it can actually get than losing to, like, an eight-man Portland team without, you know, with one player, Anthony Simons, who's, like, a regular, basically. Like, it was pretty awful. So, look, I'm going to let you guys vent a little bit. Is this rock bottom? I don't know if this team has been fun at all this season. I don't even know if there's a moment. Even that Utah game, like, I don't know, it feels like this team has never been right. And here's the problem. I just don't know if there's a real fix this offseason, which means yeah, maybe it can get worse moving forward. 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-3776. Hey, 710-ESPN is your tickets to see the battle for the Lombardi Trophy. Keep listening every hour for the Super Sounder when you hear it. Be caller 7 at 877-710-ESPN, and you can qualify to win a pair of super tickets for the big game. 710, super ticket giveaway from your championship radio station, 710-ESPN. It's going to happen this hour, and here's a newsflash. It's going to happen in one of the commercial breaks. So listen to all the commercial breaks. I mean, if you want to listen to the show, that'd be nice too. But, you know, listen to the commercial breaks. You can try to win the tickets to the big game. So, all right. So coming up next, we'll open it up to the phones to you guys. James Worthy was completely beside himself yesterday. We'll do the phones. Lots of stuff coming up next.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Mm.
You need a girl, Cap.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
You need a girl to ride, 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 man.
Yeah.
Tell Rachel to ride.
Okay, I will. I'm going to do that.
All right, so what did you do at the dinner before we get to the calls here?
Laura, you like that, huh? You like what George just said?
No, man, it's disturbing to see you doing that in person.
Why?
One thing to hear it. You know what I mean? Like, I hear it, though.
Yes, because you're in studio today,
in
for
studio,
those who don't
and
know.
I get to, like, right. see it. It's just right. disturbing.
Well, you didn't. I haven't even really gotten into it yet. I mean, when I start really getting into it, and I got to stand up, and I got to throw my hands in the air like I don't care, you know, then you're really going to get, then you're going to really get disgusted.
I need a girl to make
I love
my
this
wife.
Song. I know.
I need a girl who's mine, oh, mine. I need a girl in my life. Come on.
Yeah.
Do you know Looney's part?
Yeah.
I know that whole thing.
No,
a
I don't know.
A little rap,
that.
Yeah.
No, I don't know that.
So, George, I want to thank all the 710 listeners who hit me up, whether it was Twitter, Instagram, DM me, whatever.
Yeah.
Who said, look, Kaplan, you know, you think because you bring your girlfriend flowers once a week, that's romance. In fact, that's the opposite because you've become too predictable.
Right. That's what O'Shea said on text the other
yes,
day.
Thank you, yeah. O'Shea. Much love to you, my friend. And what I did was, is yesterday, this is why I didn't come to the party last night.
Right.
Because I went back down to San Diego, went to see my girlfriend, right? And she had mentioned to me this past weekend, we had gone to a brunch, and we were walking by this cute little shop, and there was this sweater that had little footballs all over it, and she was mentioning that one of her friends, like, oh, I bet she'll be wearing that for Super Bowl Sunday. So what did I do yesterday? I went there, and I got the sweater, and it was the only one that they had left in the whole place. So I bought it so that she would have it, so that her friend wouldn't have it. So first I bought the sweater, and I had the girl at the store, you know, make it into a nice, you know, packaging, pink with bows and things, things I couldn't do. You know, I would never be able to wrap it. You know, I just show up with a sweater. Here you go. But the girl who worked in the store, she made it look really cute. So then I show up. I've got a gift. You know, I'm unpredictable. I'm romantic. A gift from out of nowhere. I say, hey, this is a pre-Valentine's Day gift because you have to wear it before Valentine's Day. And then I took her to a dinner. And when we showed up at the restaurant, I said, look at the name of the restaurant. Osteria Romantica. Yes.
Oh.
Yes. She told me I'm not romantic. I took her to a restaurant that has romance in the name. So
okay.
I brought a gift that she knew that or that I knew that she wanted. I
a
took
beautiful
her
to, place in La Jolla, according to Google.
Yes. I took her to a romantic dinner. And then we went to the La Jolla Comedy Store. Okay. And we went to see a friend of mine perform. We laughed and laughed and laughed and had a great time.
Yeah.
And then I took her home like a gentleman.
Yeah.
Dropped her off. Went home and passed out. And drove up to LA in the morning.
Yeah. Did you have a nice meal at Osteria Romantica?
Oh, very nice, as a matter of fact. Very nice.
Oh, well, there you go.
Lovely.
Next time, if anyone's ever down in La Jolla, there you go. Osteria
right.
Romantica.
Right. Yeah. I mean, if you're like me and you're considered to be not romantic and you go to a place called Osteria Romantica,
yeah.
that's sort of romantic stuff right there.
No. It's Osteria Romantica.
Si. Grazie. That was a pretty good call, don't you think? Don't you think?
I think that was a nice little touch. Laura, Lindsay, what do you think? Let's start Linz. Linz, do you think Osteria Romantica, which means romantic, you know, an Italian romantic restaurant. Mm-hmm. Do you think, Linz, that was the a nice touch,
gonna,
by Cap?
I'm going to take it first. Just she's a little busy.
So okay,
gonna...
sorry. My bad.
It's not good. She's getting a winner. Yeah, I think it was a nice touch. I missed the whole thing with you and not being romantic, but, you know, we don't got to rehash that stuff.
Yeah.
I don't want to make wanna... you get panic attacks over here, but yeah. I think it's a good deal. You know, you're working towards doing what you need to do to get Rachel to feel comfortable with you.
Somebody recommended a book, and I haven't read it. It's called, like, Love Language or
the
something.
Five
like
Love Languages.
Okay, I need to read that.
I have it.
Okay, because I don't know what, I don't know which one is hers, but it seemed to be like a gift, unpredictable, take control,
no.
You know, pick out where we were going, not ask her. I don't know. She seemed to like that. What do you, no, you're saying no. No good, huh?
No, the thing is, The Five Love Languages is a great book. Mm-hmm. I definitely recommend it. When I took a human sexuality class, it's one of the books that they recommend. And I always tell people, you knowing your partner's love language is key, because she might know yours, but the way that you fill your love tank isn't how she fills up her love tank. So you need to know hers so you can, you know, reciprocate.
If you let me borrow that book, I'll teach you how to ride a bike.
You don't need to do all that. I'm scared of you teaching me how to ride a bike. But I do have the book.
All right. Okay. By the way, George, I want you to know something. Yes, I am in studio today. I am at LA Live. There is so much festivity and you know, pageantry going on the streets of downtown LA. But later on in this show, I'm telling you right now, George.
You know what's funny?
Yeah.
I have not sensed, and we'll get back to the calls here in a second. But I, you know, I want to talk about this more later, because I have not sensed like the Super Bowl overtaking the city. Maybe downtown, but like not, and maybe by SoFi. But outside of that, I have not sensed that. But let's get to the people.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it. Let's get to the calls.
All right, let's start with George and Cerritos. George, what do you got, brother?
Well, I just want to say I think everyone's panicking. You know, I think the Lakers can still make a run. Yes, they'll probably be in the play-in, but I think they can still have time to put it together. I think they just need to have some modifications, possibly to maybe have Russ come off the bench. Have him play in the second unit with Carmelo. Those two guys playing together, coming off the bench against the second unit of their opposing teams, they would torch him. And I still believe in the Lakers, and I think we just need to give them the benefit of the doubt. I think they can pull it off.
I don't know why, though, man. I really don't know why, George. I mean, here you have LeBron last night. LeBron's like, all right, look, I'm just exhausted, okay? I'm wiped out. I'm so tired. I just want to go have a glass of wine and go home and go to sleep. I'm just wiped out. I'm exhausted. It's like, dude, why would anybody feel like, yeah, you know what? We still got time. They're still going to put it together. LeBron's wiped. He's like emotionally and physically completely drained by what has happened so far this season.
Football sports is
a mental aspect, and obviously it takes a toll at some point when you see turnovers happen. But you know, if they can get their confidence back, things can turn around.
I don't know where they're getting that from.
All right, George, thank you for the call. I've never seen LeBron like this.
I know,
Lindsay,
right?
you've been a huge LeBron fan all your life, all his, you know, career.
Well, except for when he left Cleveland and went to Miami.
No, she was pissed for 4 years, but she was happy in like 2014 after that.
Yeah, and I mean, I did cover him the first time he was in Cleveland, and that was, you know, that was probably the most exciting time to watch him, because it was like a new shiny toy, you know. But I've never seen him like this, and I feel like he's gotten so much wiser as the years have gone on, and he's so like meticulous about what he says and what he posts on social media, and the fact that he's just willing to like wave the white flag that willingly in a press conference, like this is a lot.
How about back-to-back nights?
Yeah. I think he's waving both the red and the white flag, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Like, red flag, like, this is a disaster. White flag, like, we're giving up. Right. It's like both flags at the same time.
Right, one in each hand.
Yeah. Devin is in L.A. Devin, what's up?
Hey, what's up, guys? Excuse me. Happy Thursday.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, sir.
Just real quick about my Lakers, man. Thank you for the vent session. Today was like watching all the other kids at Christmas open up their new shiny toys. And I'm just stuck looking at my same old toys, boys.
Yeah.
As a Laker fan today, I am so disgusted. The Lakers is currently constructed. They are not good enough. We have no identity as a team. We have no chemistry on offense, no chemistry on defense. Speaking of defense, the Lakers play none of it. And we are one of the five worst teams with the worst three-point shooting percentage in the league. Not to mention our turnovers. Rob Pelinka inherited a championship team. When Magic Johnson stepped down and left this man a championship basketball team, since he has not made the right moves, and since we didn't make any type of moves, and there needs to be some kind of change this season if anything is going to happen, which I doubt, and I'm a diehard Laker fan. But Frank Vogel's a nice guy. He's a nice man. And, you know, the Lakers sold their soul for the championship we got. But something has to change, and I'm thinking Vogel, man, since we didn't make any moves, Vogel's got to – we got to make a change, gentlemen. That's all I got.
All right, pal. Yeah, something's got to – look, I would say this offseason is going to be – like for like basically from here on out, right, like we're going to be hoping they make the playoffs, right, or the play-in or the playoffs or whatever, all
right,
of that.
Just hope that there's a chance for postseason play, right?
Right, and then once their season is over, we're basically on watch to see what happens with the front office, the head coach, and basically all the players. And, you know, we kind of even mentioned it, perhaps even including LeBron and AD. Like I'm saying that because while I told you a week ago I don't think there's any chance LeBron leaves the Lakers, I don't think that I'm going to speak in those kind of absolutes when it comes to him anymore. But we'll get to that, more of that on the other side. Plus, I want to get to James Worthy, because James Worthy yesterday.
Oh, my God, he was great.
We thought this is rock bottom.
Yeah.
He actually took it a step further.
Yeah.
So we'll have that coming up.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. See, Laura, you're getting to see it like in 3D now. This is not the metaverse, girlfriend. This is real life, baby.
I was hoping you would get up, not just snap the finger.
You know what? You know what I'm going to do right now? George, I wish you were in studio with me today. I'm about to blow Laura's mind.
Oh.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it.
I don't
here.
Think so.
No. Talk amongst yourselves. And then I'm going to, just go ahead. And I'm going to, it's a little chilly in here. I'm going to put my jacket on. Go ahead.
I'm a little scared because he warned me about this. I don't know what's happening right now.
What is he doing?
He's literally digging
he's
through
like
his bag.
He's like pulling stuff out of his bag of tricks.
Deodorant. Let me see. Let me get up here. I'm going to have to. Two deodorants. Okay, not one, but two. Okay, it's red. It's Niner red. So already there's a problem there. Very much. Oh, my. Oh, that is a badass jacket, actually. I kind of want to steal it. He has a Los Bukis jacket. That
How did he get that?
I don't know, but it's not going back to San Diego with him.
Oh, let me tell you something right now. This is my Los Bukis jaqueta. ¿Te gusta?
It's not going back with you.
¿Te gusta? Just,
yeah, I love it. It's not going back
it's
with you.
It's muy bien, see?
I was like, it's not going
Dude,
back.
Dude, look how badass my Los Bukis jacket
it
is.
It is badass.
It's bad, right?
I hate the color red, but it's badass.
Right? Looks like what I was wearing when I was in high school, and I was a big superstar back in 1988, wearing a colorful, shiny jacket like this, but I didn't have Los Bukis on it.
Yeah, you didn't. Like I said, it's not going back with him.
George Sedano, let me tell you something, brother. You should be so jealous of my Los Bukis jaqueta.
Okay.
It's so badass.
Jaqueta.
Si.
Yeah.
Si. Yeah. Laura?
Yes, sir.
This is what is called when you're walking around downtown L.A. on a day where we should be talking Super Bowl. But the Lakers, congratulations. You guys have stolen the headlines. 2 weeks ago, Anthony Davis returned, and we were like, yeah, but it's the NFC Championship game. Come on. No, people want to talk Lakers. Well, now it's the Super Bowl. And people really want to talk about Lakers. But this right here, this is called street cred.
It's 90 degrees outside. You look like a fool wearing that outside, but it is a nice jacket.
Thank you. Thank you. It is hot out.
It's disgustingly hot.
But it is street cred, this jacket.
No.
What do you mean no? This jacket gives me so much street cred.
No, you think it makes you.
Everybody sees this jacket and they're like, Los Bukis, sí, muy bien.
Yeah.
Okay.
You don't think so, huh?
No. I'm sorry, Cap, no.
Badass.
I love that you try, though. I do love that you try.
Los Bukis. What do you think, Linz? You like my Los Bukis jacket?
Yeah, I mean, it's cool. I like the old school vibe of it. Like, it's got that, like, starter jacket from the late 80s, early 90s look to it. It's cool.
And, George, I want you to know I have a gift for you.
Oh, yeah?
Ooh, another robe?
I was going to say that. Oh, no. See, he brought two deodorants. There's a reason now.
Well, because you guys ridiculed me. For how dare I go to the saddest place on the planet, George, Radio Row.
Oh, you got some free swag?
So when I was leaving, they were giving away like Old Spice deodorant. So
who'd you have to talk to get one of those?
Well, I don't know. No, I didn't have to interview anybody, you know? And so it was just like, you know, the promotional models, they're handing out deodorant. I'm like, can I get two of those? One for me and one for George Sedano, who won't come on Radio Row. And George, by the way, I'll have you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Tried to set up a little conversation between you and your favorite person. The worst person on the internet.
Darren Revelle?
Yep.
Yeah, did he decline because he's heard? He's heard Sedano's rant?
No.
No, he probably hasn't.
No. Nope. I was like, hey, we want to come on with me and Sedano? Because Sedano says you're the worst person on the internet.
And what did he say?
Said he'd love to.
Yeah, I don't want him on the show. Though.
Yeah, I know. I figured as much. That was kind of the beauty of it all.
Him and Lee Steinberg both.
I saw Lee today, too.
Yeah.
I also saw Gil Brandt, who George said that's the saddest place on the planet, Radio Row, because Gil Brandt's still walking around.
I mean, Gil Brandt. I mean, what is Gil Brandt going to tell us at this stage?
I don't know. God bless the guy, you know?
Yeah. I saw Albert Breer when Morales and I walked over there to get our fan experience passes, and we saw Albert Breer walking back this way, but I didn't stop him. He looked like he was in a hurry.
Mm-hmm.
Albert Breer's good for – he's got some good info.
Okay.
Yeah. So sad Radio Row, still sad?
I kind of liked it. I had a good time today.
Oh, my God. You love that stuff.
Well, but you know what's funny is I literally got to the convention center around like 8:30 this morning. And, you know, by the time you walk all the way to go get your media credentials, not that anybody cares, it's like 2 miles, and which is for me good. I'm like, I'm getting my steps. And so I got back on the Radio Row, and I have to do all my own setting up of equipment for my podcast, and I brought all this stuff, and none of it worked, of course, because I don't know how to put anything together.
Right.
And then I just sat there. I did my podcast this morning. I got done with my final interview, which was with a guy by the name of Diplo. You familiar with Diplo?
Oh, yeah, he's the DJ. What? No, did you? Come on. You did an interview with Diplo about what?
About, like, who are you?
Wow.
Wait. So you go up to a guy, famous DJ, probably like top five famous DJs right now.
Yeah.
And you're like, so who exactly are you?
So I'm like, so what exactly is it that you do? You know, and he's like, you know, I'm the DJ and stuff. I'm like, oh, yeah, right, for like Raider games in Vegas, right?
Yeah.
He's like, well, that's not kind of really what I'm well known for. It turns out, this just by chance, me and Diplo wind up broing down, okay? Because Diplo, George, did you know that he has a little bit of Miami in his DNA?
I know exactly who he is, yes.
Well, I said to him, I go, yo, where in Miami are you from? He goes, actually, I'm from Fort Lauderdale. I said, oh, me too.
Yeah.
So we wind up talking. We went to rival high schools. The next thing you know, we're broing down. We're hugging it out. We're exchanging cell phone numbers.
Right.
He wants to come down to San Diego and hang out with me. I mean, listen, we got tight.
None of that happened.
Me, Diplo, and Canelo Alvarez are all hanging out.
Yeah, none of that happened.
No, we're playing golf.
I'm sure the stuff about like your rival high schools happened, but the rest of that, no, you completely made that up.
Me and Diplo are now BFFs.
All right, so get Diplo on the phone now.
Okay, I'll call him. I'll just call him and see what he's got going on right now.
Yeah.
Let me see if he's mixing a record or if he's available.
Mixing a record?
Correct.
You have no idea what his number is.
Diplo?
Yeah.
Of course I know his phone number.
Okay.
You want it?
I don't really care to have it.
Oh, okay.
I've met him before. He's actually really cool.
Great guy.
Yeah.
Love Diplo.
What was he doing on Radio Row?
Just walking around being cool.
But usually they're like there because they're promoting something or they're part of something. He's just there hanging out.
Just there because he wants to be cool.
It's kind of weird. It's not a place to be if you want to be cool.
Thank you. I was going to say that.
As you would know, Cap.
Well, I was there.
I know. I'm just saying.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, I was there. It was pretty fun.
So was Gil and Lee Steinberg. All those guys.
Well, leave Gil alone.
Yeah. Did you ask him about running his first marathon?
Who's that? Diplo?
Yeah.
Now, we were talking about his high school wrestling career. That was kind of our sports conversation.
Yeah.
You know,
he ran a marathon. I thought you'd have that in common with him.
Yes, that would be something that we would have in common. That's right. That's right. Diplo, good guy.
Yeah.
Really good guy. Very interesting story.
No, he's one of the world's most famous DJs.
It's unbelievable. This guy was literally just a radio DJ.
I know.
From 3 a.m. in the morning till 5 a.m. in the morning. He was a radio DJ overnight.
Yeah.
And then that turned into him becoming like this internationally famous DJ music producer type guy.
Yeah.
You know?
By the way, Jesse in Rancho Cucamonga has advice for Casanova Cap. Let's hear what Jesse has to say.
What's up, Jesse?
Yeah, what's up, Kaplan? Yeah. Casanova Kaplan.
Yeah.
Listen, man, just first of all, good call on that jacket of those bookies. You got all the credit in my world. You just gotta keep it simple, man. You know, don't think too much about it. You know, just gotta dig deep inside and just handle business, man. Don't listen to what all these other people may be telling you there.
Yeah, you can't listen to the haters, dude.
Exactly, you know, and if you need any tips here, I'll shoot you a DM because I don't want to give the whole public my smooth moves advice
okay.
for free.
Yeah, you want to. Yeah,
wait, so so if you DM, if you and me DM together, and you give me some of your smooth moves, am I paying you for those?
No, for you, $3.99, my friend, $3.99.
There you go. Look at that; it's a deal. Yeah,
I like $3.99.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, Jess.
Thank you, Jesse. I need that advice, bro.
Let me go to EJ in Stevenson Ranch. EJ, what up?
Hey, guys. I know that the Lakers are sucky and that LeBron is bummed out and all, but there is a bright spot, major piece of NBA history involving LeBron happening next game that no one seems to be talking about. Okay? So here it goes. If you add the all-time NBA scoring record, including regular season and playoffs, the all-time leader is Kareem with 44,149 points. Currently, LeBron has 44,131. And if my math is correct, and since my name is not Steve Mason, I know that it is, LeBron is only 19 points away from becoming the all-time scorer in NBA history next game.
No, No. The all-time leading scorer list, he's actually third still.
No, that is if you just count regular season.
Right, but that's the one that that's the one everybody goes by.
Yeah, this one is not something that people are talking about, but if you just go by all-time points scored by a human being in the NBA, it's going to be LeBron next game.
Yeah.
Wow, you're right, nobody's talking about it. You know why?
Yeah.
You know why? Because an individual honor right now doesn't really matter a whole lot. Now, by the way, there's a whole bunch of LeBron haters out there that in the game against Milwaukee, when LeBron was in the game, this is before he first sat down, people were, you know, the haters are on Twitter going, yep, there's LeBron, Lestat, he's still in the game, he's still just trying to get some points. That's all he cares about. That's what the haters are saying about LeBron.
That raises an interesting question. Hmm. With the Lakers in the state that they are right now, and let's say LeBron does break this record or any record, you know, if he achieves a milestone when they're playing this badly in a game that they end up losing, do you think he's going to celebrate?
I mean, if they stop the game, like, they'll probably just like kind of do a wave, like, hey, what's up, thank you, and then keep it moving is my guess.
I don't know. I think he's exhausted. LeBron, you should take a couple nights off.
I mean, that won't make things better, that's for sure.
No.
All right, coming up next, I didn't get to the third segment or second segment. I have not gotten to this James Worthy thing.
Yeah, come on.
He just goes, you know, like he loses his mind, basically. Like he's complete. You want to talk about exhausted.
Yeah,
James
really.
Worthy needs a day off. Like that guy. I mean, they're putting this guy through misery.
Right.
So I swear we'll get to it next.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Oh, yeah. Isn't there like a Rod Stewart thing today, Lindsay?
Yeah, today is the anniversary of this song coming out.
Oh. What year?
It was.
Don't tell me.
I'm going to say 82.
It was a number one hit.
Wait, I'm going to go earlier. I'm going to go 78.
You're closer, Cap. It's 1979.
Oh, there you go.
I remember being a kid, and we were in a shopping mall, and I had to beg my dad. I'm like, please, Dad, please, let me just get the 45 of this Rod Stewart song. And he, you know, my dad is infamously cheap, you know, George. Mm-hmm. You know, he's the guy that when we went to McDonald's and I asked for a cheeseburger for 49 cents, he told me I get the hamburger for 39 cents. I put cheese on it when I get home.
Right.
So for him to have actually bought me the 45 of Rod Stewart, this was a big deal.
Sounds like it. Good song, by the way.
Love this song.
Yeah.
Old school.
All right. Speaking of old school, James Worthy is old school.
Mm-hmm.
James Worthy, I feel like he's aged like 6 years this year. Okay. And he,
poor guy.
We talked about this being rock bottom for this season. And then you brought up the great point, which is, well, is it though? I mean, we keep saying that. And he took it a step further. Let's hear what James had to say on Spectrum last night.
This is the lowest point of just about any season I've seen as a Laker over the years. I don't have any words for it because we've used all our words up. We saw Milwaukee come in and we thought maybe, okay, that'll be a measuring game, you know, against a good team. And we saw what happened. And then against Portland, a team of professional players, but it was almost like they were playing against, you know, a local YMC pickup group of guys.
Mm. Mm.
I mean, this team won in Kobe's last year, I believe, 17 games. But there was at least the, hey, it's Kobe's last year, right? I mean, it goes to show you, I'm not disputing him because, I mean, he's more than anyone is entitled to his opinion and it's probably way more valid than any of ours. But that goes to show you how miserable this season has been for him,
yeah.
Like to watch
but
and
even,
analyze.
Even the end of Kobe's career, though, all the Lakers had was Kobe. And right. Everybody knew that they were no good and that he by himself could not take them to the playoffs. Not at that stage of his career. But this is LeBron James who...
Yeah, also getting old, though.
Right, well, listen, there's no doubt about it. Because one thing about LeBron, he was so irritated when the team was put together and people called them old and yeah. Barkley has called them old geezers all year long. And he was so annoyed by that. And now... It looks like that's the case.
Yeah.
They are old. When LeBron said last night how tired he was, I was like, because you're 37, bro.
And he's carrying at 37.
Yeah. Right. Like the whole organization is on his back right now. Exhausted. But, you know, James Worthy, I think he's right. Because when you go back to the end of the Kobe Bryant era of Laker basketball,
right.
There were already multiple championships, number one. Number two.
Yeah, of course.
This team, though... It's LeBron, it's AD. People were so offended that AD was no longer being called top five player in the league. People were upset when the league's list of top players came out. He wasn't in the top 10.
Mm-hmm.
This is LeBron, AD, and they went out and they added a piece that was supposed to take them yet to another level. Mm-hmm. So you have three superstar caliber players, and this is the result. And by the way, the big three. Let's stop calling it the big three, guys.
Yeah, it's not a big three.
Right.
Yeah, it's fairly obvious that's the case. But, I want to open this up. Like,
yeah.
is this James basically saying this is rock bottom of any season he can remember. And look, there was that stretch, right? Like, there was that stretch where this team went six seasons without making the playoffs. I would imagine that couldn't have felt great. But maybe because of the expectations, this one is worse. I'd love to hear from the audience on that at 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-3776. Because I can understand it, like, it, you know, on the surface, it wouldn't make sense. But I could see if you dig a little deeper past the surface level, right? If you peel the onion a few layers, I could understand. Because everyone went into this season, man, the Lakers were, like, title favorites, like, in most places. Like, it was them in Brooklyn, and both actually have been a disaster. Meanwhile, Brooklyn actually made a move that's
which
probably helped them.
Which
in
is interesting,
way.
Though. But this is interesting about Brooklyn's move today, George.
Yeah.
Brooklyn and Philly make this huge trade, and the headline is obviously Harden for Simmons, okay?
Correct.
But there's a lot more to the trade than just Harden for Simmons.
Yeah.
But when you know that James Harden makes $44 million and he's not happy, and therefore he's creating an atmosphere of negativity in the locker room.
Well, is he? I don't know. I feel like that stuff gets put on him a little too quickly.
Well, but isn't the same true of us?
Let me say, like, James Harden's objection in this particular instance, I'm not sitting here and saying that James Harden should be absolved of any sins prior to Brooklyn, okay? Clearly, his last season last tenure in Houston, which was very short-lived because then he was traded to Brooklyn, was not great, came in out of shape, he was unprofessional. There's no question about that. But prior to that, he had carried that team pretty damn far to within a seventh game of against the greatest team probably ever assembled, okay? Then he comes to Brooklyn, and there's a lot of bad luck. Kyrie gets hurt. He comes in. He gets a little dinged up because he wasn't in shape, again, on him. But this season, he was basically like, bro, like, this Kyrie thing is crazy. Like, yeah. He's only playing in half the games. Like, this is not fun. And, you know, I'm sure you would kind of notice when I kept telling you that, I don't think those two love each other all that much. Well, now, you know, I can say it, you know, because it's already been reported by someone else and Sam Amick. Because, look, guys, I can't tell you everything I know, right? Like, I got to face these people, okay? When you listen to this show, and, you know, Cap and Lindsay and Laura know this, I will give you hints, okay? Like, I may not come out and say, yeah, Kyrie and Harden don't get along, right? I may not say that, but Sam Amick has now said it in The Athletic. So now I can tell you, while I've given you hints, now I can say it because someone else has reported it, and I will say, yeah, it's fairly accurate.
You know what you should do from now on? Since you have to face these people and you don't want to give away all the dirt, you know? You ought to give it to me. Okay, and then
no.
I'll say it.
No,
and then this way it's not coming from you.
No,
and
but
then
it's
this
still
way
show.
You can go face these people, and yes. Me, I can just hide.
Right, and then they can be like, "Why are you saying this on this show?"
Well, then you can say it's not me; it's him.
Yeah, and then it's still going to cause grief for me. But I give hints. I do. I leave morsels, and you know, you just got to sometimes you got to listen closely.
All I'm saying though to you is that I think
no, you just want the credit for saying.
Well, listen, I also you remember I'm the vulture, okay? And when there's carcasses down there, I may just swoop in and take some. And right now there's a whole bunch of carcasses.
Listen, now I get Rachel because I'm giving you hints and you're not listening.
I'm listening. I'm looking for those morsels. I'm looking.
Lindsay, Lindsay, do you feel like I'm like Cap? Do you not understand Rachel's plight?
Girls? I mean, yes, I do. But, you know.
But you know what?
I also think that you guys have been in a relationship for 3 years, so it's kind of like you kind of know what you're getting with you now, right?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. It's true.
It's your own
Laura,
fault.
What do you think? Laura?
I mean, you don't take hints, bro. You just don't.
Well, I'm looking for George's morsels. He's dropping morsels for us.
More morsels on the other side. We're back in 3.5 minutes.